We just finished reading a parasha in the Torah Kedoshe, which is very, very revealing. It talks about the importance of expressing gratitude to Hashem for all the bounty He bestows upon us, and says, V'samachta b'chol ha-toiv asher nosan l'cha Hashem alokecha u'leveisecha. That we should be happy with all the goodness Hashem gave to us and all the goodness He gave to our families. And what is very clear is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants His Jewish people to have Simchas HaChaim, to feel happy and to be happy and to never be down and never be depressed. And He therefore gives us so many reasons to be happy and so many occasions in which to experience happiness. And therefore Hashem bestowed upon us beautiful Yom Tovim and commanded us to rejoice and to be happy while celebrating them. And Hashem doesn't just say, V'samachta b'chagecha, be happy in the yontif. If we look closely at the pasuk, it says, V'samachta b'chagecha v'hoyisa'ach sameach, that Hashem repeats His desire for us to just be happy. And if we look closely, there seems to be an extra word, the word of Ach, Vayisa Ach Sameach. What is the significance? Over here, Hashem revealed an additional reason why we should be happy always. If you all remember, we have spoken many times how every word in the Torah has a purpose and message. And here I will take the opportunity to share with you one such example. It is common knowledge that the Earth's atmosphere is comprised primarily of nitrogen. Only 21% is oxygen. And it's interesting to note that that is precisely what a human being needs to breathe. He needs 21% oxygen in order to breathe properly. Now let's take a moment and focus on the word Ach. How much is its numerical value? Aleph is 1, and Chof is 20. Altogether, it's 21. So what is the significance here? The Torah says, Ach Sameach, that just for the Ach, that just for the 21% oxygen in the air, that we breathe every second of our life, Sameach, we need to be happy and thankful to Hashem. Now coming away with this perspective, we could attempt to better understand the brachas and the klolas, the blessings and the rebuke in the latter portion of this parsha. Now from the surface, it might seem that the klolas far outweigh the brachas. And we say them very, very quickly and silently. But we need to know it's not so, and it can't be. Since Hashem promised that the rewards to those who will do His will be 500 times more than the punishment to those who don't. As long, Chazal teach us, Kesha'ir Zemase Avaseinu. So long as we follow in the footsteps of our forefathers. Now we need to know. Be'emunah shelema, with a complete belief, that the brachos described here in the Torah are only a small example of the boundless great reward that awaits the Jewish people. Whatever clothes are mentioned, the brachos will be 500 times more, way, way too much for the Torah to mention. But what we need to keep in mind is one important fact, that they are way, way more than our minds can ever imagine. It is very uncommon for Hashem to reveal to us the reasons for His actions. We all know this. And chances are, we wouldn't understand anyways. Why? Because we are told by the Navi, Kilemach Shavoisemach Shavoisechem, that my ideas, Hashem says, are not like your ideas. And your ways are not my ways. However, when Hashem does reveal a reason for what He does, and for His intentions, it deserves our careful consideration and understanding. Hashem says, right in the middle of the Tochacha, do you know why calamity possibly can befall you? The main reason is, Tachas, Asher lo yavarata es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha, uvetov leivav v'rev kol. Which means because you didn't serve Hashem with happiness, with a wholesome heart, with a good heart, despite all the bounty He blessed you with. We have to think about these words, and when we internalize them, and we analyze them carefully, we come away with a very shocking revelation. That it's possible, chas v'shalom, for someone to serve Hashem, but if he doesn't do it with simcha, if he doesn't serve Hashem happily and cheerfully, it's a worthless service. Hashem says, you have so much to be grateful and happy for. And you study Torah and you perform a mitzvah begrudgingly, without enthusiasm, without excitement. You serve me just superficially, like people who act by habit without any internal joy. You treat my service as if it were a burden, instead of viewing it as an opportunity. What's the takeaway? Hashem says that means that whatever you did, you really would have preferred not having to do it. Even though you benefit so much from me, and even though I can continuously give you. And the Torah says, Merav Kol, despite everything you already have, and that includes every breath, as we just spoke. So Hashem says, how could you not be in a joyful mood? That's the least I would expect of you. And more important than serving me out of fear, or serving me for a reward, Hashem says to us, Why can't you just connect to me out of love? And the Chazal tells us this. In many places, Rachmana Liba Boy. Hashem wants our hearts, He wants our souls. He wants us to be happy, to do His service and to perform His mitzvahs. And the reason He gave us the Torah was to be able to reward us for the connection that comes through our observance and through our performance of His will. He expects us to be happy. He expects us to appreciate the fact that we belong to the greatest nation on earth. That we are His chosen people. And therefore, our learning, our singing, our dancing, our performing mitzvahs, everything that we do needs to be done l'chvayd Hashem, in honor of Hashem, and b'simcha, it has to be done with joy. And I'll tell you that's so important, the simcha, that in some Jewish circles, they have even adopted the name Simcha as a name. Parents actually give their children the name Simcha. Why is that? Chazal teach us that Simcha is so vital. That ein hashina shoyra ela mitoch Simcha shel mitzvah. That Hashem's presence rests only upon us when we perform mitzvahs happily. And we need to know that a kiyam ha-mitzvah, fulfillment of a mitzvah, without simcha shel mitzvah, without the happiness to do the mitzvah while we do the mitzvah, causes its value to be seriously depreciated. And this is the reason why the Rambam teaches us that she'ikar ha-avoida hu b'mah she'yismach ha-odem ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs. That our main service is to strive to serve Hashem happily. And this is the reason why David HaMelech set a goal for himself, which he shares with us in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Anoichi esmach b'Hashem, I will rejoice in Hashem. I will rejoice with Hashem. I will rejoice by living according to His directions. And therefore, it's no wonder that David HaMelech urges all of us, even though it's Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy. Don't serve Hashem depressed or resentful. That's not what Hashem wants. And I found a beautiful Radak, which I want to share with you, where it clarifies what David HaMelech's advice really was for us. And he says the following, Shelo tehiya avadosa lamasa, that we cannot behave as if Hashem's service is burdensome. Ela b'simcha v'tuv levav, only serve Hashem with joy and good-heartedness. And truthfully speaking, if we think about it, which father wants to burden his children? All of us would agree that no father would intentionally put his children into a situation of hardship. On the contrary, Hashem, our Father, only wants our happiness and knows better than anyone else how true happiness can be experienced by us in this temporary world that we live in. Hashem Yisbarach knows that the holy Neshama that lives within us can only find contentment in this physical world if it is connected to its source, if it's connected to Hashem. And David HaMelech reveals this truth to us in the words of Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev, that if you want happiness, you will find it in Pekudei Hashem, in fulfillment of Hashem's commandments. Why is that? Because they are Yesharim, because they are proper and truthful. And he goes on further and he says, Kiboy Yismach Libeinu. What does that mean? Only in Bo, only in Hashem, can our hearts find permanent happiness. A true happiness, not a superficial happiness. A happiness of false temptation and indulgence, but one that is real, one that is everlasting. And when a Jew internalizes David HaMelech's words and comes to realize that they have been given an opportunity by Hashem like no other opportunity, then the fulfillment of every mitzvah that a person does will bring him simcha. The person will experience a true happiness from within. And I challenge you. Ask anyone who struggles to understand, for example, the logic of a difficult passage in the Gemara and the Talmud. And then after much effort and much struggle, he was successful in resolving the questions he had, and he arrives to the point of clarity. How much joy has that brought him? Or let's take for an example someone that's struggling to have the schus to perform a mitzvah. And then with Hashem's help, he's able to do it b'simcha. How much joy does that bring him? It's hard to explain this in words. Only someone who has been fortunate enough to experience this kind of struggle and success could appreciate such a moment. And that is the reason why Chazal teach us Ein simcha k'simcha satorah, that there is no joy like the happiness that comes from studying Torah and from fulfilling its laws and from living a life that's based on Torah. All of us, however, do experience some level of joy during different periods of the year. Like, for example, when we use our lulav and estrig and our dasim and our ravas for the first time on Yom Tov after expending so much money and so much time to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Or, for instance, when we enter our sukkah for the first time. Or, for instance, the happiness we experience of having been forgiven at the end of Yom Kippur and having the chance to start all over again, brand new. I go home and I hear Hashem calling out, Leich achol b'simchas lachmecha. Go home and eat your bread with joy. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants joy. Wants his children to be happy. And those are the moments of real internal happiness. It's a happiness that's not affected by what I have. It's not affected by what I don't have. It's not affected by what I should have. And it's not affected by what I want to have. It's a wholesome, true happiness. And one of the secrets to happiness is for us to live in the moment with our fullest potential. And this is probably why children are generally in a much more happier mood than adults. Why is that? It's because they aren't so focused on the past and they aren't so concerned about the future, but are busy with the now. They're always seeking happiness now. And that allows them to smile more readily, to be more cheerful, to be more joyful, and to bring happiness to others. And David HaMelech alludes to this and tell him when he says the Pasuk, Zeh HaYom Asa Hashem, this is the day Hashem created, Nagila V'nismach Boy, let's rejoice in it. What did David HaMelech mean by this? He meant that each day he set for himself a goal of being besimcha. And in this way, he was able to serve Hashem besimcha. You can't serve Hashem besimcha if you're not besimcha. David HaMelech had clarity what the purpose in his lifetime is. He says to us, Yismach Lev, Mevakshe Hashem, that those who seek to have a closeness and connection with Hashem, they will merit a happy lifetime. And that's going to happen, he says, in all their endeavors. Because they've achieved happiness in their lives by the way they live. He taught us that serving Hashem with happiness is the greatest achievable pleasure in this world. Merav kol, more than anything else. And truthfully speaking, how can anyone not be overjoyed? Merav kol, when Hashem gives him the breath of life, every second is so much more. There is a saying, some of you maybe have heard it, Ein simcha kesimchas hatoras hasveikus, that there is no joy like the joy of living with clarity, of living without doubt, living without anxiety, living with clear direction, comfortable in the moment. So now I say to all of you, now that we know Hashem's will for us, to be besimcha, and to serve Him besimcha, and we also know now how to achieve simcha, it should not be difficult for us to put a smile on our faces and to fulfill the directive of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael reveals for us in Pirkei Avos Hashem's will and says, Have a mekabel kol odom besimcha. He teaches us to greet everyone happily. And by now we all know that this is only possible when we are happy ourselves. We can only display and share happiness when we are happy ourselves. This is very similar to the commandment that we all are familiar with, Ve'ahavta l'reach kamoich. Hashem has commanded, love your friend like yourself. But this commandment can only be fulfilled properly if we first love ourselves. Because you can't give what you don't have. And one of the greatest ways to create inner happiness is to always focus on the bright side of things. It wouldn't be a bad idea from time to time to make a list about all the blessings and good fortune in our life. Surely if we review it, it can certainly cheer us up. Especially it's a good idea when we're confronted with a challenge. But more than anything else, what needs to create in us a simcha is the knowledge that we belong to Hashem's chosen people and we are always in Hashem's embrace. And that is what David HaMelech constantly focused on and constantly taught. Anoichi esmach b'Hashem. He generated simcha in himself b'Hashem because he knew he was part of Hashem's great nation and because he was attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it's no wonder that Rab Nachman teaches us mitzvah gedoyla lihiyos besimcha tamid, that it is a great mitzvah to always be happy. And if you look carefully at his words, we see a tremendous, tremendous insight. Because he's saying to us, it's not just a mitzvah to be happy, but it's a mitzvah gedoyla. It's a great mitzvah to be happy. And it goes on, not just occasionally. He says, Leos besimcha tamid, to be besimcha constantly, all the time. Because simcha generates strength to body and mind. And it helps us to keep on going in all situations, which you all would agree is so vital to us today, considering the world we live in. So we now understand that simcha keeps our batteries charged. Simcha enables us to fulfill our mission in life. So may we be counted amongst those about who it is written in our tefillos, V'yismuchu b'chol Yisrael, V'kadshei Shemecha.